Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
This is Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, Inspirational Speaker, Performance Expert, and Author, Sean Douglas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our listeners who are listening from wherever you are. This show is heard in 30-plus countries, such as U.S., Brazil, Canada, France, Australia, and New Zealand. So thank you so much to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here we tell the stories of why we are doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we are using these two to help transform others and elevate their lives. Listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays. And on the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for the guest, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And help me welcome to the show, Jessica Yarbrough. What's going on?
Hey, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
I am super, super pumped. I see you everywhere, all over Facebook and different groups that I'm in, online, the videos. Like, you are rushing it.
Thank you. Got to be everywhere all the time, right?
Right? Yeah, I love what you do. I think it's amazing. And so, yeah, I am super pumped to have you on the show. So if you are ready, I am ready.
Let's get this party started.
Let's get the party started.
Woo-hoo, Monday
Let's
morning.
Get the party started. So, this episode, I am super pumped to have you on the show. And this episode, I think, is going to resonate with a lot of people. The title of this episode is Consulting for High Achieving Women with Jessica Yarbrough. And I think what is fascinating is kind of when I was reading your bio was, you know, you went from one kind of low to a high, and then kind of another low to like another high. Like, I was like, this is amazing. So we're going to talk about some of that stuff. But that's what we do. That's what we talk about, you know, are those highs and low moments and all that. So can you tell us briefly before I read your bio, tell us briefly, you know, what's the best thing that you love, or what's the greatest thing that stands out for what you do?
I think it's just helping women to really hone their unique skills, their talents, and create a business that they love and that fulfills them.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, so this episode is about how you help high-achieving women. So Jessica Yarbrough is a successful entrepreneur and creator of the CEO Babe brand. As a business strategy coach and success mentor, she helps high-achieving women break free from the 9-to-5 and leverage their skill set to create profitable high-end coaching and consulting businesses. Her adventures have taken her from burnout in the startup world to spending several years backpacking the world solo to becoming a single mama with no money and finally building a successful six-figure coaching business. You can catch her on LinkedIn, Jessica Yarbrough, Yarbrough. Catch her on LinkedIn. You can go to business.facebook.com/theceobabe. Catch her all over Facebook, LinkedIn, her website, jessicayarbrough.com. So, that's what I was talking about. You're going, like, you're doing all this stuff, like, adventures and everything, and backpacking to becoming a single mom with no money. And, like, you're up and down. Like, it's amazing. I love stories like that.
Yeah, I'm like climbing Everest, right?
Love it. It's so funny.
It's been quite
the
journey.
First question I always absolutely. The first question I always ask on the show is why. It's the most it's got to be the most important question that you ever ask yourself on a daily basis or when you get into hard times, right? So my question to you is why? Why did you decide to do what you do now?
My biggest why is my daughter, for one. You know, when I was pregnant with her, I just realized, okay, I want a certain kind of life for her, and I want to show her that you can create anything and do anything and do life on your terms. So she was definitely a pivotal moment in my life, becoming pregnant with her. She is a really big why. And the other why is because I know deep within that, you know, I'm a teacher, I'm a leader, and I have the ability to impact millions of lives. And so why hide those gifts, you know, behind a job when I can take the reins of my life and, you know, inspire and help women all around the world achieve their dreams?
Perfect. That's a great why. You can't get better than that. So tell me who you were before you got to this point. Go back, you know, a couple years, 5 or 10 years or whatever. But who was Jessica before you became so successful?
Oh, there was many incarnations of Jessica. You know, when I was in the startup world, I was very corporate, edgy, driven, just trying to work my way up, absorbing everything. Very ambitious, always very ambitious. And then when I just hit a wall, really, I mean, I was going through almost at the verge of a nervous breakdown, which then led to my spiritual awakening, which I don't talk about a lot, but that was a big opening for me because I realized that this isn't, you know, the life that I want. And for the first time ever, different option, a different path appeared, one where I could have more control over my location, over my money, over my time, over my joy. And that really spawned a 4-year journey of becoming a yoga teacher and traveling the world and backpacking and not having very little things. I mean, I literally had about 13 pounds in my backpack of things. And so it's interesting because before I was this, you know, really all about name brands and looks, and then I went to nothing, and now I'm back into the the glam stuff again. But you go through these different incarnations. I think I had to understand more about myself. It was a long journey of forgiveness, of, you know, loving myself on a different level and understanding what's real for me, what's true for me. And it's interesting because I never thought I would go back to consulting, but it brought me full circle back to consulting, but now in a much more empowered way because I attract amazing clients and I'm in line, you know, my spirit, my mind, and my body are all in alignment. So it's been a great journey. I did not think it was going to unfold this way, and I'm excited to see what else comes.
That's awesome. I'd love to know more about the backpacking journey. Right. So kind of where did you come up with, like, I'm just going to do this? I don't think it's something that you wake up and go, like, it's not like a Forrest Gump thing, you know, where you're sitting there like, I think I'll go backpacking, and they just go. Right. I mean, was there any planning in there, or was there something like, it's something I have to do. It's weighing on me to go do this. How did that all come about?
Well, I've always loved to travel. And so I had gone to college in Spain and met a friend who did business in Thailand. And so he said, why don't you meet me in Thailand? And this is when I was still working in the startup company. And this is really important for those people listening that are 9-to-5ers, because we don't get enough vacation. They, you know, they limit us typically to 2 weeks that you've got to spread out over the course of a year. And so for me, the pivotal moment was that I took an extended vacation. And that gave me enough space to really drop into what was true for me. Enough space away from the daily grind, from the hustle, from the traffic and the board meetings and the constant travel and the long hours and just all of that. And on that trip is when I had that awakening. And I saw the path that I was heading, and I saw that that was not going to lead to happiness and fulfillment. And I saw a new path open up, one in which, again, I could really chart my own course and reclaim control of my life and my happiness and my health, because I was very unhealthy at the time. And it was like in that moment, it was the most important decision I've ever made, and it was the only decision I've made completely on my own in my life. I didn't discuss it with any family members, any friends. It was so empowering, and thank God I didn't, because I would have been talked out of it. And so I came back and I gave my notice, and I shared the news, which my family was not thrilled about, and neither were my colleagues and most of my friends. And I sold everything, and I bought a one-way ticket to Thailand. And I didn't know anything about Thailand. I just know I'd been on vacation there. It was awesome. I loved it. I didn't really want to go. Didn't really want to leave. So I just said, okay, I'm doing this. And that was it. And I spent a year and a half in Southeast Asia, the first year and a half of my journey in Southeast Asia.
Wow. Talk about figuring it out, like saying yes and figuring it out, right?
I just had to do it. You know, I had to do it. And I tell you, I remember my family was just like, you're crazy. You've worked so hard for this. Right? You love this company. This is what you wanted. Why would you walk away from a great paying job? And then they were terrified because they'd never been to Asia, and everybody who hasn't been there just thinks, oh, Asia. And it's like, no, Asia is amazing and very safe, especially Southeast Asia. And yeah, nobody understood and thought and everybody thought I was crazy. And it was the best thing that I've ever done in my life. It really was. It was like, I would
That's
not be
awesome.
Where I am today. I would be making a lot of money in some corporate job, and which would be fine, but I don't think that I would be happy, because I was really headed in the wrong direction spiritually.
Yeah. So do you think that that would be your transformational moment? Like, if you had to go back and highlight, you know, one or two moments that really transformed your life, would you say that this was probably the number one?
That one, and then the birth of my daughter. But yes, the first one. And it was sacred. You know, that's the word that I would use to encapsulate it. It was a sacred moment where I really feel like God showed me another way. And I was able to see things for what they really were. And I was able to really timeline my whole life and reconcile a lot in that moment. And then I spent 4 years really diving deep into inner work, diving deep into yoga and meditation, going and staying at Buddhist temples and doing silent retreats and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Wow. That's incredible. Love it.
I'm just
imagining, you know, cause I've been, you know, since I've been in the military, I've been all around, you know, the world, and Asia is just, you know, it's amazing, but there's a lot of places that maybe aren't explored as much, or, I mean, did you stay on certain trails, or did you kind of research where you were going to go and what you're going to do? I mean, a year and a half, you spent a year and a half there.
Yeah. I didn't do a lot of research. You know, I would always get those books, the travel books, and they're so heavy and annoying. And this is, you know, 8 years ago. So internet was slow and I didn't have an iPhone. There was no iPhones at the time. I kind of just went. And that didn't always, you know, end well. I don't know how I ended up in Malaysia and Indonesia, both two different times during Ramadan. You know, I just are just going down there like there's no places to stay. People are fasting and pissed off. But I just didn't plan.
Right.
And sometimes that meant I slept on the couch at a hostel. And sometimes that meant I had to go around to 20 different hostels to try to find, you know, a place to stay. And sometimes it ended in tears as I realized I took the wrong train or the wrong bus and I'm in not where I wanted to be. But as I was sharing with a friend, there was always somebody there who's like, I'll buy you a drink. And, you know, there was always fellow people kind of comfort you on the journey.
Oh, but absolutely.
I mean, I went on well-traveled places and I also, you know, went to some not so traveled places and got
I'm never doing that again type places.
So, but it was a great stories and great, you know, I mean, it's an experience and one that I'm really, really grateful for, because I have my daughter now and we do travel, but it is completely different. Like, I'm definitely not backpacking and staying in $3 a night locations, and it requires a lot of planning. So
No, absolutely. So taking that transformational moment and also, you know, the birth of your daughter, what do you think was the best part about those transformational moments?
I think the possibilities emerged,
yeah.
Different new possibilities and a chance of starting over. And that was really both of them because,
oh, wow.
You know, even I was very fulfilled teaching yoga. I mean, I was in great shape and it was fun. I didn't make a lot of money, but I made enough to live in San Diego.
Sure.
But I also wasn't using a lot of the gifts that I have in my mind, you know, and leveraging those and really stepping into that big, powerful person that I am. So when she was born, I was at a really low point in my life. It was a very, very, very difficult. I had to move back in with my parents. I didn't have any money. I went on food stamps. But even through all of that, I knew that it was a chance for me to start over. And I also knew, look, I've done it this before. I can do it again. It's just a lot more pressure because I have a child. But
yeah.
I'm a lot
yep.
more motivated as well. So I think just knowing that for anybody out there who's struggling, you can always start over. It's never too late. There's always opportunity. So, and not to get caught up in the fire that you might be walking through right now, but just know that you know, it will cool off on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. So with the good, we always have to take in the bad, right? So what do you think was, and I think you kind of briefly touched on it, but what do you think was the worst part about those transformational moments?
Oh, man. I think when, as far as Asia, it was just kind of feeling lost and overwhelmed. Like, what am I doing? Did I make the right choice? Like questioning that. And that was crazy. For my daughter, you know, I had to just reconcile within that I was a single mom. You know, no one really sets off to be a single mother. Yeah. I have a few friends who have consciously adopted or gotten vitro, and it's a choice. And even then, after they have the baby, they're like, wow, this is way harder than I thought it was going to be. What did I sign up for? And
sure.
For me, it was just like, oh, my God, I never expected to be in this place. I never wanted to bring a child into the world without, you know, a father. And I still struggle with that sometimes. I wanted to have a loving partnership. I wanted to quote unquote, do it right. I didn't want to be in this financial state, all of these different things that I had to really forgive in myself, to realize that, look, there's no such thing as doing it right. I have tons of friends who were married and their husbands abandoned them when they were pregnant or they divorced shortly after. I mean, there's no perfect way. There's no guarantees in life except for death. And so,
exactly.
So that helped me and just knowing that the right man is going to come into my life, who's going to want to be a father for my daughter. And for now I've got it and it's hard as hell, but we'll get through it.
Awesome. So you mentioned this before, but how has God played a role in that? You said that, you know, he makes a way and what did you like pray every day? Like, look, I need something or just help me through it. Or was that even a thing?
Yeah. I will tell you that I remember when I was first considering consulting again and I was pregnant with my daughter and I remember going outside and the tears rolling down in my down my face and just looking up to the sky with my hands open saying, you know, I need your help, God. I'm thinking about going into consulting. If this is your divine will, show me the way. And within a week, I was referred consulting work that ended up generating about $30,000 for me. Over the course
awesome.
Of and so I know that God listens. I don't practice any particular faith, but you know, that was a telltale sign that, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And so gradually I phased out my, my yoga. I still teach one class a week because I love the practice and I love sharing that. And I wish that I could teach more, but I just don't have the time. And I focus on building this business.
Awesome. I love that. So one of the questions that I love getting this answer to is, who has been your biggest influencer?
Definitely my mother. I mean, my mom's a badass. She, you know, she works her way up in a man's world.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, just a really well-respected in the construction industry, construction education industry. And yeah, just raised us well, me and my brother and I, and worked her butt off and achieved her dreams and her career. And she's just really inspires me.
Love it. So on the flip side of that, who's been your biggest supporter?
Oh gosh, my biggest supporter. Even though it's wavered, I would have to say my family.
Okay.
I mean,
perfect.
I think they know that even though they don't agree, and very often they do not agree with the decisions that I make, they know that I figure
right.
it out. And they also believe that I have the drive and the education and, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll be okay. So they know that because I have always had that gift of being able to make something out of nothing and really be able to make money and generate money fast if I needed to. So they're still my greatest supporter, I think.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, what is it that sets you apart from what you do? You have a certain process or what kind of, I'm not going to ask what your business model is, but if I wanted to refer somebody to you, what can they expect?
I think they can expect that unlike a lot of pop-up coaches, I would say, that are out there,
sure.
that I actually bring over a decade of marketing experience and managing companies and creating strategies and to the table. So that strategy is there, and I'm a visionary, so you definitely get that gift that I have in terms of finding the fastest path to the cheese, as my former boss would call it. And the second is
you said a quicker path to the cheese?
Yeah, yeah.
I love
that. Love it. I know.
That's a great marketing tagline. Like, that's a great marketing tagline. Like, find the quickest path to the cheese. You know, I have oh my gosh, I have so much strategy stuff going through my head right now. What kind of tagline you can make that? You know what I mean? Because in this world, like, everybody loves instant gratification. Like, I want it now. I want it now. I want to make $1 million now. I want to have a successful coaching business now. I want to have my 10 to 15 clients now. I want my Facebook ad to get to 5 cents a click now. I want my podcast to be number one now, instead of going through the journey and going through the process.
Totally. Totally.
Yep.
Well, feel free to use it. Go ahead. That's my gift to you. Just give me credit.
It struck out. I was like, no way. Like, that'd be a great meme, you know? Like if you had that one, you ever seen that one kid with his fist in the air? He's like, yes. You know that one? You know, he says, I'll get you. I'll design the quickest path to the cheese. You know what I mean? And
all right.
I don't know. Whatever.
Let's do it. We'll create some No, and then that's the thing. I'm definitely an idea person. So strategy, idea. And then the other thing is my intuition that I bring. You know, I'm a very spiritual person, and I'm not going to get woo-woo and tell them to break their crystals out, even though I do love crystals. They're pretty. I do bring that feminine essence and that intuitive feeling, that sensing, to make sure that the path that we're taking is really in alignment with their dreams, goals, and aspirations. So,
right.
Because the bottom line
is,
there's so many ways to make money online. People tell me all the time. In fact, I'm going to do a Facebook Live series, kind of demystifying the different ways to make money online. You can do drop shipping and affiliate marketing, and it comes back to the question. It's like, look, you're going to be spending a ton of time working on your business. Is this going to fulfill you? Are you going to be happy drop shipping stuff from China, you know, and selling more junk? You know, and I'm not going to dismiss that, but I'm just saying that is that going to fulfill you? Is that going to help you touch and transform the lives of people? Because ultimately, if it's not aligned with a greater purpose, you're going to head for burnout, and then you're going to resent what you built. Even if you're successful, you'll still resent it.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Absolutely. When I started my show, that's one of the things I was afraid of. Like, man, I don't want to pod fade out. I want to get burned out on doing, because I know people who do an episode Monday through Friday. I'm geez, can you imagine how much you're doing it, you know, 5 times a week, times 4 weeks, times 12 months. I mean, that's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of guests. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's a full-time job.
You know, and people who do that have a team. They have a team around them. You know, some of the greatest, you know, show hosts, you know, have a huge team. And I don't really have that. So I was like, well, let me set a schedule so that I don't get burned out and whatever. So that's what I end up doing. And because I know it's a real thing and people don't even realize how quickly you can get burned out on something if it's not your passion or it's
right.
not your why. Right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if you had to go back, would you change anything or would you do anything different?
That's hard to say because I do believe in trust, even though it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in trust in the divine unfolding of my life. Like I know
sure.
that there is a plan. I do believe that there are options where you can make choices and change that plan. But I do believe in this divine unfolding in my life. So even though I made some
mm-hmm.
bad decisions and I certainly had some hellacious experiences, you know, that I wish I could have avoided out, you know, my personal life.
Right.
Ultimately, it would have changed my path. So I don't know if that would be a positive thing. So I had to
sure.
go through all the pain. I had to go through the suffering. I guess it was necessary
oh, yeah.
so that I could come out the other side like a phoenix rising, you know, from the fires.
Yep.
So I think the answer to that is no.
Perfect. Yeah, I love some of the answers I get to that too. It's like, well, you know, if I change something, then I would kind of, you know, regret that I went through, you know, the hard stuff or whatever, or I wouldn't have an awesome testimony, or well, no, you can't change anything because then it's like somebody told me all the time, like, you know, it's like the Back to the Future movies. Like you change one
yep.
thing, then everything changes, and you know, I'm like, oh, okay, I like it. But if you
yeah.
had to start over, okay, if you had to start over right from the beginning, you know, so like you know, lost the business and lost, like you just, you know, it was you and your family, right? In a car, let's say. What would be the first thing that you would do to rebuild?
I think I would first and foremost reach out to my past clients and say, hey, let's do
okay.
this. Yeah, that would be the first thing because I know they would hire me. They'd say, okay, great. We're working on this business now. And my
Perfect.
Clients are a great referral source. So that would be the first thing I would do. And the second one would
That's huge.
Yeah, put an offer out on Facebook, generate some business. But it all starts with your circle of influence and the people you know. And I have no doubt that with a couple phone calls, I could generate some business pretty quickly.
That is massive value you just dropped for those listening. Massive value. You always reach out to your inner circle,
uh-huh.
right, and start local. When I'm mentoring speakers, I always tell them, like, speak nationally but sleep locally. Meaning, like,
yeah.
if you're in, like, I'm in Raleigh, so I go to look at different convention centers that are there, and I'll see that a national association is having a conference there. And so I'll look to speak there because it's a national conference, and I know they have
mm-hmm.
little mini chapters all over throughout the United States. So if I can do that, but I'm sleeping, like, locally, so there's no cost involved and, you know, all that. So, yeah, definitely reaching out right where you are and right with your inner circle, you know, online and circle of influence. Like you said, that was massive. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. And I think
and so,
people, we forget it. So
yeah.
How powerful.
Oh no, absolutely. Oh, huge. Absolutely. So what was the best resource that you've used so far in your journey? I get a lot of answers to this. Some people say experience. Some people say, you know, they just cite a book, you know, a lot of people will say, man, the resources is just, oh man, like Facebook is huge and like, you know, Twitter and Snapchat, Instagram, whatever the stuff is, you know, what do you think is the best resource that you've used?
Now, do you mean a tangible resource?
It could be anything. Yeah. Like I said, people say experience, they say money.
Okay.
They say, you know, like a book or, you know, family. And I mean, I get all kinds of different answers to this, which is great.
I think my best resource is my mind. You know, I mean, I feed it good stuff and
yeah.
I'm constantly learning both on the personal development side and the professional development side. And I think your mind is your best asset. I mean, you know, that's where your ideas come from and definitely been the resource for everything in my life. So.
Yeah. That is massive. That's one that I haven't heard yet. You know, like my mind, you know,
yeah.
and you said you feed it good stuff, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you feed it because I've learned through masterminds and professional development courses and different things. It's like, what you take in, you usually put back out. So if you're like, if you're feeding everything negativity, then you're probably putting back out negativity. Right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
You definitely
gotta
feed your body.
You gotta feed your body healthy foods. You gotta engage in positive dialogue. You need to read constantly or listen to podcasts to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feed the good stuff, because in general, our society is so negative. I think they did a study that 90% of all news is negative. And the reason why is because that's what we tune into. That's what we watch. That's what we like. And so just distancing yourself from, from the fear and the scarcity and all of that that can come with, binge watching news and trash TV and everything else. I mean, our time on this earth is precious. So I tell people, it's not like you have to rule it out altogether. That's a personal choice, but really limit yourself, because you could be really feeding your mind, body, and soul in much, much more healthy ways if you take the time.
Nailed it. Love that. So where are you headed now? What kind of new adventures you got coming up now? New businesses or family or what's on the horizon for you?
Well, I just launched my new brand, which is, I went through a whole rebranding process this year. So CEO Bay Brand, and I'm on a mission to make it an 8-figure brand, and rolling out lots of new programs, my CEO Babe Academy, and helping women to, again, break free from the 9-to-5 and build high-end coaching and consulting businesses. So that's my big push over the next year, that and a couple of the programs I'm rolling out, and to really establish myself as an expert authority figure and become an influencer. So that's my big plan as far as business goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So yeah. This is the moment of the show, one of my favorite moments. We do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, products, whatever it is that you want to plug. This is your time to shine. Maybe shine in all episode, but this is your time to shine. Shameless plug moment. Go.
All right. So for any of you that have been thinking about starting a coaching or consulting business, or would like to learn how to make money from home without having to invest in products in China, or on Amazon, or start an Etsy store, or direct sale essential oils. How to start a business honing the gifts you already have. Check out CEOBabe.com. It's what I help women do. I have a program that walks women who are just starting out, and I take them from big idea to their first sale. So check that at CEOBabe.com. That's my plug.
There's a lot of people that I come in contact with at different events that I speak at, and they're always like, I got to get out of this rat race. Like, there's got to be more to life, and there's got to be. So it's a definite need to get out of that 9-to-5. And I tell them, like, just because you get out of the 9-to-5, like, you don't have to own a business to get out of the 9-to-5. You just have to find something that you love. You know what I mean? People who do the 9-to-5 and complain about the 9-to-5 is because they're at a job they hate, but they're at it because of necessity. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, I've been serving in the military. I love it. I don't think of it as a 9-to-5 job. I go to work, I do my job, I do whatever it is that I'm tasked to do, and I absolutely love doing it. And when my time is up in the next couple of years, then, my time is up. But, I never looked at the military as a 9-to-5 job. You know, I just looked at it as something that I do. It's my career. I love doing it. So, you gotta. There's an overarching theme that you have to find out what your passion and purpose is and just turn it to profit and become fulfilled.
Right. But it goes, let me do stop you there, just because it does go beyond passion, because I think there's a real misconception, and I've done quite a few different live streams about this, about, I call it the passion to profit myth. It's passion plus your skill set, a skill set that people are willing to pay for, plus strategy equals profit. So you've got to absolutely be passionate about your business, because that's the fuel to the fire, right? But you also, you're going to need some wood for it to burn, and some Kindle to get those flames going.
Yep.
And so it's about finding that trilogy of the three, that trinity, if you will, right? So
yep.
the not trilogy, trinity where you're merging the intersection of your passion and your skills and the strategy, that's what will create a six-figure business.
Perfect. No, definitely, definitely. My mentor, Rock Thomas, calls it exploding your gifts and talents while sharpening your skills and then combining
awesome.
You know, all that together. Yeah, definitely. Huge. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
I love the quote that if you're not building your own dream, you're busy building someone else's. I love that because it's the truth. No matter how long we put off our dreams, it's like, yes, you're getting a paycheck and that's great because that's going to cover your expenses. And I'm not telling you to quit your job. You can start something on the side to begin with. But if you don't start building your dreams, you're going to get paid a nominal fee for building someone else's. So why not take a chance on you and invest in, you know, the education, the strategy, anything that you need to step into your greatness. I mean, you know, we all have something really unique we can bring to the world. And so many people are playing small behind a desk. And I think that's a big cause for a lot of the depression, anxiety, and, you know, restless leg syndrome and everything else that appears in our society.
Absolutely. Nailed it. Great way to end the show. So we always end with a call to action. So you mentioned, going to your websites and checking out everything that you're doing. What should someone do today? Should they, you know, buy a certain book or set a goal, plan something, write in a journal? What is your call to action?
I think it's several things. One, definitely go within, you know, go sit outside under a tree and journal about what it is that you really want to create in your life. You know, dream. Okay, if I six months from now, if I was living in my ideal life, what would that life look like? What would the daily actions look like? What time would I wake up? What would I put on? Where would I go? Where would I be? Who would I be with? Who would I be serving? And start to paint that picture, because it starts with a vision, and then you can back build your plan based on that vision, and then take the steps necessary to move toward it.
Awesome. Definitely great advice. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You have been amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. It was great conversation.
Thank you so much. So what is the best way for someone to locate you, find you online, or is it websites, Facebook, LinkedIn? Which do you prefer?
A Facebook for sure is the best way to find me. So
perfect.
Business.
All right.
Yeah, the business Facebook page, the CEO Babe or official CEO Babe. I have both. You can find me there and follow all my live streams. And you can also find me on YouTube as well. So just search for CEO Babe everywhere and you'll find me.
Perfect. So once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today.
Awesome. Well, have a great day.
You too. Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing episode with people who are elevating lives all around them. If anything resonated with you, look up Jessica Yarbrough, Yarbrough. Look her up, the CEO Bay Brand. Amazing, amazing woman. She is doing amazing things. You got to connect with her. She will take you to an HNL, whole nother level. So connect with her on Facebook. She's also got LinkedIn, got her websites. Everything is in the show notes, so check her out. Incredible. And as we say here at Life Transformation Radio, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. I call that living your brand. So if anything resonated with you, go to iTunes. The episode will be uploaded to Stitcher. When it's not live, the episode is on Stitcher. It is on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review the show, and connect with Jessica. And until next time, have a great day.